So let's file this one under first world problems, shall we? I am so fed up of my Mac. No, not McColgan. No, never him. My computer, my Apple Macintosh, my Apple Mac Mini. My Apple Mac Mini that has, 8 gigs of RAM. My Apple Mac Mini that has 500 gigabytes of hard drive space. My Mac Mini that has specifications so much better than my 6-year-old, dilapidated, cracked Lenovo laptop that's running Windows 7 with 4 gigs of RAM and a 60 gig hard drive, and I still get to do more stuff with that machine. I am rather frustrated right now. All I've been wanting to do is take a an AVI file, I think. It's an AVI file that I captured or downloaded. I can't remember how I got... Well, how did I get that file? That's strange right now. I can't seem to remember how I got that file. Anyway, but I got this movie file from the International Jazz Day concert that was held on April 30th of this year. So way back in the spring. And I wanted to, it's like 2.5 hours, and I wanted to put it on a DVD to keep it for posterity, so to speak. And maybe, I haven't even watched the whole thing straight through yet, only bits and pieces. And I do want to sit down one day with a nice pot of coffee and listen to it. Watch it and enjoy it. But I haven't been able to. Yes, I could probably do it on my computer, but I want to sit in my living room and watch it. Oh, I can hear you all say, yeah, just get yourself an Apple TV. Another Apple product that's what? They're going to update the software and it'll crash and burn and won't work. This is really new territory for yours truly, because I used to be such an Apple fanboy. I really was. But lately, it's just been frustrating me. I am such a big proponent of open source software, and a lot of the titles that I use that I have updated are now crashing under Mavericks. And I dare not try to upgrade up to Yosemite, because I don't know if my Mini can handle it. I don't think so. I think it would be underpowered, and I would be very frustrated with Yosemite. I'd like to think not, but at this point... So what I've started doing is... I've started doing a huge inventory of my hard drive and trying to get rid of redundant files, old files, burning a lot of files onto DVDs and, you know, other archival spaces or mediums, so that I can, well, not worry so much if, God forbid, I upgrade to Yosemite and my Mac decides to explode or some weird such thing like that. But to be truthful, I don't know what's going to happen. So do I upgrade? Maybe. My worry is, if I upgrade, can I then reinstall Mac OS X and just go to, say, Mavericks? I don't think so. So my worry is, I upgrade to Yosemite, it doesn't work. I put the old restore disk in my Mac Mini, which is now, I think my Mac Mini's, you know, starting to get on. I think it's like 3 years old now, if not 4. And in the Apple world, that's ancient. So I just don't know where I'm going with this. I alluded to something on Twitter that I'm seriously thinking of just buying myself a quad-core machine. A good old Intel quad-core, and just putting in Windows 7. And I can see many of you cringing at the thought of my going to a PC, going to a Windows-based machine. But to be honest with you, everything I do now is almost all in open source, and almost all of it is I've lost my train of thought. cross-platform. So I can use the Windows versions of many of these titles. And in fact, in many ways, they run better. I hate to say it, folks. But it's true. I use a PC at work. I use a Dell running Windows 7. It's not a screamer machine, but it does everything I need it to do. And I run just about everything off a USB key. And I'm just going to pause here for a second because I want to go to a store, but I think it might be closed. And it just closed. Wow. Okay. So it's open till 7 tomorrow. All right. Okay. That's fine. I guess that'll happen. So, yeah, I'm thinking of going to a Windows 7, or I don't know about Windows 8, because a lot of people don't like Windows 8. I mean, Windows 8 is just Windows 7 with window dressing on it, really. So at this point, I'm kind of stuck. I really am. I don't know what to do. My only advantage going to a Windows-based desktop or a more powerful notebook computer, maybe with a docking station, is that then if I do have files or software on my USB key that I use at work, then I can use the same exact program, if not the USB key itself, and just use it at home. I could buy the same machine I bought for my wife. I bought my wife a computer 2 years ago, I think it was. And it's a dual-core Lenovo machine, tiny little thing, cutest little thing. I bought the computer with 4 gigs of RAM, a 250 gig hard drive with a 17-inch LCD monitor for a staggering $240 or something like that. In fact, I think the computer itself was $120. And, I'm seriously thinking of going in that direction, because at this point I just want to be productive. I don't want to have to sit there and watch my stuff twirling away. Mail, I use Gmail. Like my email address, I use Google for domains. So I'm running Gmail as my back end, and it's fine. I mean, I like the interface. I like the threaded, how it gathers up all the threaded emails. So even then, would I really need an actual offline email client? Maybe. But then I could use Outlook, or I could use Thunderbird. There's so many of them. Really good, solid, simple pieces of software that work. So that's kind of my dilemma right now. And thank you for listening to my rant. And I can't believe that I'm actually ranting against Apple. And this has been the first time in 10 years that this has happened. So I'm a little bit frustrated, to say the least. All right. Thanks for listening anyhow. And if you have any comments, as always, please leave them down below. And by all means, if you want to chime in, please do. Thanks.